Blog Talk Radio.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see a troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio, coming to you now in our ninth year of service. That's what this has all been, service to you, the listener, the caller. Many people talk the talk, but they don't do the walk. I've done it, and I'm happy to have done it very much because I've seen the difference this show that we've all put together has done. And I'm so glad to have you all here and back here on Journey in the Light. We got a great show lined up for you here, right now, right here. And so call into the show as Linnea Starr, psychic medium, an amazing one at that, is here live to take your phone calls. So the number to call on in, 347-884-8245 is the number, and be glad to bring you on into the show. So make sure you press the 1 on your phone as well, and please think of your best question, your question that you most want to get answered. And we will bring you on up. And just a note here to the Journey in the Light listeners, we're going to continue to have shows here throughout here this evening. So stay with us here on Journey into the Light. And also, I may want to add here really quick is you'll see on the very top of the show page our GoFundMe account for Journey into the Light to, as we continue in 2017, to continue to help the show and our fund to help the homeless like we did in December and going to continue to do in 2017, and also in our way of helping those on the show that need help. Like we did Melvin last year and helped him to not be kicked out and be homeless. So I think that's very important. I think that's where spirituality begins. I think helping each other is where the foundation of spirituality is there. So there you go there. Okay. So everybody is dialed into the numbers here. And I'm going to bring on Linnea Starr here to the show. So let's welcome Linnea back to Journey into the Light. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to tell you how appreciative I think everyone is of your being a spiritual messenger, you know, bringing in a cadre, a kaleidoscope of different venues to show us, you know, the different aspects of the spiritual metaphysical plane. So thank you so very much for that. And I'm enjoying the educational, entertaining, and enlightening part. So thank you so much for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saying that. And thank you for the work you do. You help people every day and you don't beat around the bush. I mean, you give people the information very quickly and very accurately and very evidential information, which I love. I always, if
Thank
I ever
you.
go get a reading and they're bringing in my dad or mom or something like that, I want, you know, the specific, so I know it's them, and you do that well
Oh, thank
over
you.
abundance of it. So,
Thank you. I'd like
yeah.
to ask your, may I ask your listening audience just for a little favor to the spiritual world? I have a very wonderful young boy in Massachusetts that's going through some really serious medical battles, and I'm wondering if they could just say a little prayer for him. His name is Matthew, and he's a little warrior, and he's going to beat this. We all know that, but I think a prayer here and there would really help our quest. So if you could say a little prayer tonight for 8-year-old Matthew in Massachusetts, that would be such a blessing for all of us, and I appreciate that.
All right. Yes, definitely. I'll send that prayer out to Matthew. Okay. You ready for the first call?
Sure. Let's take it. Take it from the top.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, right from the top here. Let's go to area code 501. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Are you there?
Yeah. We don't know.
Well, we'll check
it's
back.
A spirit call. They're not there now. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. They might have.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to area code 206. Okay. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name, please?
Angela.
Angela, what Hello. An appropriate name. Hi, what an appropriate name for tonight. Angela means angel, so what a beautiful blessing for your name. Yeah, so I'm wondering, do you have a question tonight that the stars might be able to answer for you?
I can see if you see a move this year.
All right. Well, thank you. They're giving me the month of April around you. Do you happen to have any kind of a connection that is important to you right now in the month of April?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to say, are you hoping to move rather soon? Is there something in your vibration that you want right now?
Yes, I'd like to move soon.
All right.
April
well,
would probably
somebody
be.
Somebody laughing. Yeah, in the background laughing. So are you serious about our show? Are you serious? Because we really want the people to be serious. So I'm going to say I do see there's a possibility of a moving truck in your April time of the year. So they're showing me that. What do you do for work?
I'm a nurse.
All right. Well, I'm going to say, you know, you have a wonderful career. And I think that in the springtime, right before the Easter holiday, it looks like you might be finding something that would make you happier. Do you live near water right now? Do you live anywhere near any kind of water, lake, river, ocean? Do you live near
no.
water?
No, not right,
right I think
now.
You might be. All right, you might be moving closer to water. And they're giving me the initial J around you. Do you have anyone with the initial J in their name?
I have a sister, Jenna.
All right, well, Jenna will be, you know, very happy about your new move. What town does your sister live in?
Well, she just moved up to Virginia, but I have another sister that lives in the, like, Clayton, North Carolina
okay.
area.
All right. Well, I'm going to say, I think you might be, are you hoping to move closer to a relative?
Yes, my sister that lives okay. in Clayton.
All right. Well, I'm going to say, I think by April, it's showing me a moving truck, and it has bright lights about it. And they also are giving me the name Lily or Lillian. Do you have anyone with the name Lily Ann or Lillian around you?
No.
All right, I hear that in real estate, so that might be a connection to where you're moving. If you move to
okay.
Lily Ann Street, please let us know. But I'm going to
okay.
say that by the Easter, you never know, I hear by the Easter holiday, I think you've found something that you're very happy with. And they're showing me a white house. Does somebody live in a white house around you?
No.
All right, well, it looks like there's a white house in your future. You're moving closer to a relative, and it looks like by Easter time, that initial move could be taking place. So good luck. Let us know what comes true.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care. Good night now. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. We want to thank you for that.
Wish
Let's
her
go
well,
to area.
I hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wishing her well on her move.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We're moving our travels for 2017.
Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of travels.
Yeah, she's going to be nearer to a relative, and that should be great. So, yeah, who is our next wonderful connection?
Yes, let's go to 781-913. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Falcon.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year. What's your first name?
It's Amy.
All right, have we talked before?
Yes, we know each other pretty well.
All right, is this my... Oh, yes. All right. Hi. Happy New Year. We haven't had a chance. Yeah, I know, with a lot of things. I've predicted a lot of kids in your family. Am I correct?
You have. You have. All of the nieces and nephews.
Yeah, I got their names, their birth dates. I got genders. So I'm going to say this New Year, and I hope they're all doing well. They're beautiful children. They're very close to you, which is very special. I'm going to say this year, I think, is a catharsis year for you. Out with the old and in with the new. I think what's going to happen is this: they show me a big broom, and a new broom sweeps clean. So I think, and I also see a pair of scissors, and the scissors are made out of silver and gold. So the scissors are allowing you to sever certain situations that you don't need to be involved in anymore. And the new broom is sweeping clean to let your vibration be the predominant connection this year. And I think what they're trying to tell me is you've done all you can, you've done more than you should have, and it's now time to focus on what you're hoping for, and that everybody else that you've helped is going to set sail on their own journey. They're going to do fine. You just need to put your boat right in the harbor and take off. Is there a new relationship around you now?
Yeah, there's a couple.
All right. Well, I'm going to say I think the is there a gentleman with darker hair in your life right now?
Yes.
Okay. Is that one of the new venues for you that you've just been involved with?
Yeah, this one. Actually, two of them have darker hair. One of them is within the last couple weeks. The other one's within the last couple months.
All right. I'm going to say I think it's the newer one. I think it's your newer connection. There seems to be a lot of sparkles around that. And when I see sparkles in like a crystal kind of connection, it says that this relationship will be crystal clear. They might want the same kind of ambitions that you're wanting. So I'm going to say I think you just need to connect a little bit more. And what town do they live in, by the way?
This one's in Hamilton.
All right, so that's not too far away. They're showing me the myopia hunt club. Do they live up in that area where all the horses are? The myopia hunt club. Do you know Hamilton Wenham?
Sure. It's right on the Hamilton Wenham line. Yep.
All right, so you'd go by the myopia hunt club to to get to that person's house, or they'd come to you. And I'm gonna say, why do they say James? Do you have a James or a Jimmy around you at all?
James or a Jimmy? No. Not that I know of.
Connected. I think it might be connected to them, and I do see a job change around them. So there might be a promotion or some kind of venue where there's going to be more money coming to this person. I think they're going to be a little bit more satisfied with what's coming in. So I'm hearing that with some financial concerns, but it looks beneficial. And they're also giving me the letter B. Does somebody have the letter B? And I don't mean from the past, but I mean someone in your recent future. Does someone have a B?
A B. Not that I can think of.
All right. Listen to Jimmy, James around him. Listen to the letter B. And they showed me the Myopia Hunt Club. And I think that this is something that's going to – I think they gave me the letter B because they're saying this will be. This will be. The word B. So good luck.
Okay.
Let me know what comes true. And Happy New Year. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much. You too. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Take care. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Okay. And, Linnea, how do folks contact you?
Yeah, thank you. My website is Linnea Starr, LinneaStarr. My Facebook page is Linnea Johansson, JohanSson. Look for the Blue Rose in Boston. And the lovely lady that just called in, we've known each other about 10 years, and I predicted all the nieces and nephews in her family, so it's a beautiful connection. I wish her well.
Okay, very good. Let's go next to, I think someone else you might know, Elise from Boston. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, do we know each other?
Yes, we do.
All right. Can you tell me what town you might be from?
North Shore.
All right. Did I see you recently?
Yes.
Okay. Well, were you happy? Obviously, you must be calling me. So thank you.
Very nice. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you? So what I'd like you to do, if you could, is do you have a question that the stars would like to show you the answers to? Do you have a question you can give us?
Sure. I just wanted to know what you saw in 2017, anything new or business-wise.
All right. And when was the last time I saw you?
I'm thinking maybe, November. The beginning of November.
Thank you. All right. Well, great. So I'm just going to say they show me dollar signs. So if I see dollar signs to me, that would be that this will be a financially successful year for you. It could very well be, your career. It could be something you're investing in. Are you a married lady?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to say there's also success in romance. Are you with someone right now? Is there someone in your vibration for romance?
No.
All right, well, then again, not only the dollar signs for success for finances, but they're showing me a knight in a suit of armor on a white horse. So I'm going to say when I see the knight in shining armor, that would tell me that somehow there's an introduction coming to you and there could be a new relationship over the next 6 to 10 months. And why are they showing me your dad? Where is your father, your wonderful father?
He's here.
All right, well, they're showing me him walking you into, it looks like a celebration. So I'm going to say often our fathers, will walk us down the aisle. Our fathers will give us away to the wonderful gentleman that's going to walk through life with us. So I'm going to say they're showing me there could be some new relationship that will take hold of this, connection to you, and it could result in a marriage within a two. What do you do for work?
I place staff right now, and I'm looking into getting into another field as well at this time. Real
estate. Well, I'm going to say, I think that's where the money is coming from. I think the new venue of a vibrational job change would bring more enhancement for money. And why do they keep showing me the Davenport Yacht Club in Danvers? Does someone have a connection there?
No connection at all.
All right, well, you live on the North Shore. I live on the North Shore. That's the place where there's a lot of weddings. Well, there's a lot of wedding venues. So if I see a place that's local and it has, a reputation for wonderful events, I'm going to say it looks like there could be a wedding coming into your vibration. How old are you now?
Sounds good. 42.
All right, well, they're telling me that come grow old with me, the best is yet to be. And they're giving me the name Kevin. Do you have a Kevin around you at all?
No, I don't.
Well, listen for Kevin in a romance or Kevin in your work. And I'm going to say by the end of summer, it looks like you are in a new relationship, a new vibrational job situation. And it just says 217 would bring you money and romantic happiness. So good luck. Let us know what comes true.
Thank you. Well, you already predicted my daughter, so you're doing well.
How wonderful. How old is your beautiful little girl?
19 months.
How beautiful. So I did give you a prediction of a beautiful baby. Well, that's probably one of the best predictions I can hear about. So I thank you so much, and I'm really thrilled that you were able to call in and affirm a beautiful gift of life. Please let us know what comes true. Take care.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Good night now. Take care.
Wow, a lot of beautiful connections there.
She has a new baby. Yeah, she has a new baby. And then the girl before her. There's five children that I predicted and got their names and everything. That's really one of the benefits of this when you predict a beautiful gift of life and then the beautiful gift of life shows up and it's just so rewarding to see them, meet them, hear about them because then you know that the spirit world was giving us the right kind of happiness for each person. So thank you for that.
Yes, that's really great. Let's see where we go next here with Linnea Starr, who you guys can find always here on Journey in the Light every Monday here at 5:30 Eastern Time. Let's go to Virginia Beach, and Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Linnea.
Hi, how are you? Virginia Beach is such a spiritual place. Do you have any connection to Edgar Cayce Foundation, the Association for Research and Enlightenment?
I'm actually a psychic medium, and I read there very regularly, yes.
Oh, they have a wonderful, wonderful. He left such an incredible, lasting legacy. It's just amazing.
Yes.
What a wonderful person. And do you have a question? Thanks for calling us. Do you have a question tonight that the stars might be able to give you a directional for?
Yes. Actually, I mean, I'm open to whatever messages you may have, of course. But I'm just, I'm feeling on the verge of pretty much all areas of my life changing for the better. And I'm just wanting to know if I'm picking that up correctly. As you know, us readers can't read for ourselves accurately.
Right.
Well.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering if, you know, kind of my hunches are right, specifically, you know, not asking for a medical because
right.
I'm, you know, got plenty of doctors, but I feel a breakthrough coming on that
right.
front.
Okay. They are showing me the stomach area. Does someone have news of the stomach around you? Someone waiting for news of the digestive tract at all?
Not yet. I haven't gone that
right.
route. I've gone every other route,
right, well,
but that one.
All right. Well, they're telling me that there is something in the lower, you know, region of the abdomen, and it just says that diet might be a part of this and maybe a change in the diet. And I'm sure, you know, you've seen some of the wonderful readings that Mr. Casey did with the medicals, and sometimes our bodies, you know, different foods don't affect us the right way and additives are not good for us. So I'm being told that you might want to connect with a more natural diet, maybe some things that are a little more purer in their content. And, you know, we're all
right.
eating food all the time. The additives are not the greatest. So you might go to a nutritionist to try to establish that. And they keep showing me a lot of kale, K-A-L-E. Do you eat a lot of that at all?
I don't. I
okay.
do not.
Well, I'm going to say that has a function. Sometimes it absorbs different things within the bodily metabolism. So you might explore any products with kale in it, even some kale. I think they have vitamins that have kale in it. Supposedly that's supposed to dissolve a lot of the acidic problems that certain people have in the digestive area. They're giving me the name Anne. Do you have anyone named Anne or Anna around you right now?
My middle name is Anne.
Great. And where is your mother? Where is your birth mother, your beautiful birth mother?
I don't know because I was adopted, and it was a closed adoption,
right.
so I have no information right. about my biological.
All right. Well, you know what? I think that at some point in time, and this has been happening on a regular basis, there are some people that put feelers out there to find siblings, family members
right.
that might have gone to another family for, you know, various circumstances. I think you're going to make a connection in the new year with some of your half siblings. I think there's a sister,
wow.
and I think your mom was very young, and maybe this was overwhelming for her, and we have to bless her because she gave you the gift of life. And they're showing
right.
me California. Do you have a connection to California at all?
I actually have my sister, my adopted sister, is in California.
All right, so that's a relative that you know of. Oh, wonderful. Okay, and they're showing me a suitcase. Are you going out there to visit at all?
No, I have no plans to.
All right, well, I think there's something that takes you to California, so listen for that. And is
wow.
your adoptive mother still here? Is your adoptive mother still in this, you know, earth?
She is, yeah, but we're
okay.
kind of estranged. Haven't spoken
right, well,
about
I'm
10
gonna,
years, so.
All right, I'm sorry for that. So I'm going to say that
okay.
I think I see, it looks like they're giving me the poem by Robert Frost, Building Fences. Fences make good neighbors. So I'm going to say I think that fence is going to be mended, and I don't think it was anything on your end. You know, sometimes things happen with people, and I think that at this point in time you might hear a repair. Someone wants to repair the connection that once was there. They say Carol.
Okay.
Caroline. Do you have a Carol? Caroline around you.
Carol. Not that I can think of off the top of my head, no.
All right, that's the connection, I think, from your original birth family. And they are showing me another Robert Frost poem, The Road Not Taken. You're undertaking another energy thing. I think your vibration is shifting, and it's taking you to a deeper metaphysical realm. Are you doing anything with trance mediumship at all? Are you familiar with that?
I have heard of it, and I know a couple, you know, through the ARE Center, but I have not explored that.
All right, well, they're showing me trance
mediumship.
They're
okay.
showing me trance mediumship, and they're also showing me missing persons. Do you do anything with helping police or doing anything with the criminal justice system at all right now?
I don't. And it's funny because when I first started all this about 4 years ago, I said, that's the one thing I don't think I can do. Spirit, I don't want that, please. You know, and then, but yet I feel over the last six
it's
months, a push towards it.
I'm going to say, even though there was a reluctance in the beginning, I think the vibration around you is very, very positive to work with detectives, police, people that are looking for missing people, and I think that you might be able to pick up, you know, a clue or a trail, or you might be able to pick up something that you see, and, you know, I've worked in that realm, too, and it's not the happiest place to work, but the thing is that if you can, if you can give closure to someone, and if you can find out the reason, if you can find out what has happened, the soul spirit on the other side is wanting the family to know. And I have to say, in a few occasions when I've worked with missing people, they have been found. It's just they wanted to be gone. So I'm going to say, I think you might be doing that in the next maybe 6 to 8 months. Someone might reach out to you to have you investigate that. And for some reason, they keep showing me the letter G. Does someone have the letter G around you in your life?
G. Again, I can't think off the top of my head. It doesn't.
But that has a police badge. That's okay. That has a police badge around it. So I'm going to say they're showing me someone with a police connection or criminal justice, and there's a big G. So you might not be aware of it right now. And they're singing happy birthday around you. Do you have someone having a birthday quite close to you?
Well, my daughter's is February 19th. Mine is March 7th.
And how old is she? Oh, great. Happy
birthday. She'll be 15.
Okay, she's a beautiful young girl. I'm going to say that I get a lot of artistic talent around her. Is she very creative and very...
Yes.
Okay. She might go into a craft or a field that's very super creative and not a 9-to-5 kind of thing. It almost looks like she might be an entrepreneur with her creativity.
Uh-huh.
And does she make jewelry yet? Is she doing anything with jewelry, with beads or anything like that that you know of?
No, not yet.
Oh, I see her doing something with kind of metaphysical jewelry, like seashells and Buddhas and some beautiful things. Looks like little bracelets that she might be making, like promise bracelets. And I think that could happen in the next 2 or 3 years. And they keep showing me St. Francis of Assisi. Do you have any connection to St. Francis? Are you a big animal lover?
Well, I do love animals. I do. But I also find that I communicate more clearly
with animals
than actually humans. Right. Yeah, they always come into reading.
great. So I'm going to say St. Francis of Assisi, you know, is a love, the love saint of animals, and animals need voices here on the earth, but also if you see St. Francis of Assisi around someone who's gifted as yourself, then I would say that two strong things jump out at me. Animal communication, working with people that have lost an animal through, you know, death or might be missing, and also doing criminal justice with people that might be missing or lost and need to be found. So I think those two venues are pulling to you, and you might want to meditate to find the best pathway that would be the best for the new year. So thank you.
Right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, you were great. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Take care.
Happy New
Year
to you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and I know there is an incredible amount of people on hold. You guys listen now, because Linnea is going to let you know how you can contact Linnea for a private session. Linnea, let the folks know all the different ways, please.
Sure. Yes, Linnea Starr, LINNEASTTAR, on a website. Linnea Johansson, The Blue Rose in Boston. And both areas have my phone number and my email, linnea.star@hotmail.com. And we had a wonderful show tonight with people that are very open to all of this. And I was so thrilled that two people that I've seen before were nice enough to come on to affirm everything. So thank you so much, Michael. And I will hear from you and see the show next Monday.
Okay. We will wait till then and see you then. You have a great week. Okay?
You too. Take care. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
And the phone number for Linnea, if you guys want to write this down, if it's easier for you, 978-549-2000. 7802. Okay, coming up, James Peterson. Everybody call back in, reconnect as next show will start.